Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did because, and I know why. I know why you're hanging out here still, because you heard Leslie Kossoff was going to be on the show. And I don't blame you. That's a good reason to stay with me. Leslie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to the year 2000. That's right. She's already had nine year anniversary with us, and she is living in France these days and has been now for a couple of years or so. She's formerly from she's an expatriate in France. I guess you could say that because she is an American living abroad. She is our quality expert in the Brain Trust, and over the years she's taught us an awful lot about quality. Among other things, she consults with organizations like yours and mine, all the way up to governments on this issue. She's the author of Managing for Quality, which is an outstanding it's a primer for small businesses who want to install quality in their business, and also Executive Thinking. She's our good friend, Leslie Kossoff. Welcome back to the show,
Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Bonsoir.
No, we're still on bonjour.
Oh, bonjour. Okay, all right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's later, isn't it? That's later.
You're pushing my time zone a little bit further than it actually is.
That's a little bit later. Okay. Well, you gotta work with me. I know Chardonnay and Crepe and Chevrolet. I know things. Those are some of the French that I know. So you'll have to forgive me.
You know the important thing.
Exactly. And Brie. I know Brie too. That's good.
You're doing fine.
And Escargot. That's another one of my favorites. Hey, Leslie. You and I have over the years we've spent a lot of time talking about quality in small businesses, but lately we've talked about a lot of other things, and today you wanted to revisit the quality issue, and I'm glad you did. And folks, the only thing I'm going to set you up for is, because you might not have thought about it this way, but quality service is not the same thing as a quality process. And that's all I'm going to say, Beverly. Leslie, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, but I'm going to pick up just so everyone knows why you make that differentiation and how important it is. Why quality service is not the same is because quality service comes after the fact and as a result comes with high cost.
It's a reaction.
It's reactive. Quality process is building quality into everything that you do so that it is proactive, which means that you are saving money every minute of every day, and as a result, increasing both your profits and your market share.
So here's what it sounds like. The phone rings, and one of your customers says, I didn't get something that I was supposed to have delivered today. And you said, oh, I'm so sorry, I'll get that right out to you right now. You hang up, you put somebody in the truck, they run it out there, and while that person's on the way, you're so proud of yourself because you just showed that customer that you really care about their business and you have excellent customer service. Now, that's one scenario. The other scenario is you get a phone call, and it's from the guy in the back and in the warehouse. And, you know, there's some issue about doing a better job of stocking materials, and you take the time to talk to him about it so that you don't miss a delivery. Now, that's quality process, or it's a rudimentary form, right, Beverly? I mean, why am I calling you Beverly? I just got through talking to
you. Just had Beverly on.
I Beverly in Manibo. Leslie, my love, go ahead.
Yeah. Jim, please. it may be true, and it's reciprocal,
is.
But let's. So, yes, you're absolutely correct, and it is that differentiation. On the one hand, quality service, if you do something wrong that needs correction after the fact, you can demonstrate your commitment to your customer, but you, using your scenario, you've added that cost of having to get one of your employees
yeah.
out, send the truck, do something to fix something that should never have happened in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That second scenario of taking the time to talk to one of your employees who is reporting to you that there is a problem in stocking whatever that item is shows even greater customer orientation because you've solved the problem for the customer before it ever arises.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other thing about quality service is even though you can be very proud of the fact that you just solved this problem for the customer, you created the problem in the first place.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought, Leslie. Folks, crisis management is what quality service, oftentimes, most of the time, is just another way, a nice way of calling it something, another name that's really crisis management. Crisis management is very expensive, and it might take you down. Tony Terrell, stay with us. We'll be right back. Carlos Santana bringing us back. One of my favorites, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your DJ, spinning a few platters for you here, spinning a little bit of small business music for you here, too, and on the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You got 15 seconds or 15 minutes on any topic under the small business sun. We got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, my if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen, is our good friend and our guest, a nine-year, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust and living in France. She's there now. And we're talking about quality. Leslie, and as we went to the break, I said something that I don't think I've ever said before, even though I've understood it. But I don't think I've ever said this way before, and I'm going to say it again, and I want you to tell me what you think. Next time you think you're giving your customers good customer service because of the way you responded to something, that a concern that they have, ask yourself if what you really did was have an example of crisis management. And I don't think everybody likes the idea of good customer service, Leslie. I don't think anybody likes the idea of crisis management. And don't we need to call it what it really is?
And yes, ultimately, that is what it is. Because in order to fix the problem afterwards, you have created a crisis. You've created a crisis for your customer. And the one thing you never want to do is create a problem, let alone a crisis for your mm-hmm. customer, that leads them to have to call you and get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how good your product is, if they can't trust you to perform as they need you to perform by providing them whatever it is that they ordered when they ordered it, then you have created a crisis for them, and that creates a crisis for you.
And let me take it once. Let me add one other level of interesting, another interesting level of this. Leslie, I believe that more and more people are valuing their time more than their money. And maybe it's just because I'm getting older, Leslie, I don't know, but I believe that. I believe that the older everybody gets, the more you value your time more than your money. And so just because you gave somebody a great deal, if you don't deliver on that, that doesn't mean they're not going to go somewhere else later and pay more to somebody else because they didn't waste their time like you did.
You are absolutely correct. And what's been really interesting about this conversation is that recently I've been doing a lot of writing about quality, updating some of the materials from Managing for Quality.
Right.
I put together a whole series of executive field guides specifically on implementing quality. And what you and I have been talking about are what I refer to as the three pillars of quality: proactivity, predictability, and reduction of waste.
Mm-hmm.
So the proactivity is the making sure that you are able to fulfill what it is that your customer is looking for and that you've solved the problem before the problem arises.
Right.
The predictability is the ability to ensure for yourself and for your customer that you will always deliver on whatever it is that you have promised. And in fact, in most cases, as a result of your quality initiative, you'll be able to over-deliver.
Right.
Them,
exactly.
You know, and even surprise them on the upside. And the third component is exactly what you've just touched on, which is reduction of waste.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. Time is the ultimate criterion measure at this point, because if you look at how, especially, you mentioned that you're on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I love the way that you set up your promise on Twitter, that it will always have value and not just be, you know, some of the garbage.
You're never going to know what I'm going to have for lunch or what I had lunch. Yeah.
No, because it's that's not of interest. Neither is it in my tweets. It's that there's something of absolute direct importance that needs to be conveyed, and it's fast and it's immediate, and off you go, and you have what you need, and that takes it from there. That's exactly the reason why I moved to the executive field guides
mm-hmm.
in my writing. And
mm-hmm.
so there is this immediacy of time now, that both in terms of how little we have and how much is wasted.
Time is the unique commodity. You know, a commodity is, one of the things about a commodity is it's the same for everybody. Wherever you find it, it's the same for everybody.
Yes.
And time
mm-hmm.
is a commodity. We all have the same amount, but it's the only commodity we can't synthesize.
You're absolutely correct. And it's...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, you know, basically we've got 1,440 minutes in every day. That's it. That's what we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
And you start looking on a minute-by-minute basis about at how much of that is being used to good purpose, where you can honestly say that you're getting a good return on that investment
mm-hmm.
versus the number of minutes wasted, and boy, do you start seeing the value of a really excellent quality initiative.
And here's a way that quality is good for everybody. If you're delivering something to your customers three times a week, what if you ask them how, and this is a small business quality approach, folks. What if you asked them, you made sure you understood how they were using your products, and you were able to, instead of doing it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you were able to do it Tuesday, Thursday, work out a system where it was better for them, and it saves you a trip out there. Is that not an example of I always like to think of quality very simply. What do you think, Bev? I mean, Leslie.
And that's absolutely true, because if it fulfills their needs, it definitely fulfills a need for you, too.
Right. Absolutely. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, Leslie Kossoff is going to give us some more ideas. I want her to talk to us a little bit about how to boil this down into some things that you can do right after these messages. Leslie Kossoff is our guest. She's in France. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm in the U.S.
Quite some time I've been sitting it out.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Leslie Kossoff is our guest. She's our good friend and a long time, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust. And she's joining us all the way from Paris, France, where she lives now and works, helping companies, small companies, large companies, and governments get out of their own way and helps them to understand the processes of doing business, of having relationships with each other. Leslie, tell us how we can find you online.
The easiest way is my website, which is www.kossoff, my last name, kossoff.com, or through my blog, which is thinkingexecutive.biz.
And I recommend, folks, that her Managing for Quality book is your Bible for installing quality in your small business. The executive
I'm going to take you up on that one just for a moment, only because of the new executive field guides.
Right.
Because they're actually one step more practical than managing for quality.
And you've just told us about that today. I don't have my executive field guides, by the way, Leslie.
I know, and they are on their way to being sent to you.
Okay. Oh, but oh, no, I'm glad to hear that. But folks, look, the point is, I was pretty involved in the quality process movement on a medium sized business basis back in the 80s and the 90s, and I know how complicated this can be. Leslie has made it simple. She's made it easy to understand, and so that's the reason why whatever she has, you need to check on. Also, but I wanted to say your executive thinking book is an outstanding book, folks. If you want to sort of think about the concepts of being an executive, of being the manager, the owner, the person, the alpha member of your organization, you want to check out that book, Executive Thinking, wherever books are sold. Leslie, talk to us some more about give us some ideas on how to take this quality concept and install it in our small businesses.
The easiest way, and I need to make clear from the beginning that if what you're doing in implementing quality is expensive, you're probably doing something wrong.
More than you have to.
Way more than you have to,
yeah.
And especially for small businesses.
Because at one time that was one of the stumbling blocks for a lot of companies, because they thought they had to go to an ISO 9000, and that was a $100,000 transaction.
And it's frankly not worth it. And in most cases, you can achieve more than what ISO 9000 is asking for by doing it internally, and then actually end up qualifying for ISO 9000.
Mm-hmm. And maybe without spending a lot of money.
Absolutely without spending a lot of money. As a small business, the way that you want to start, first and foremost, is on an extremely informal basis, so that your employees don't know that you have committed to a quality initiative, but what they do recognize is that you're asking questions and listening to them differently from the way that you did before.
Right.
And I'm going to go back to your example about your warehouseman.
Mm-hmm.
Because if someone in the warehouse gives you a call and says, you know, we've got a problem over here keeping supplied with whatever it might be, then you've got a quality problem. And what you want to do is find out from that warehouse person, okay, what is this problem? How often is it occurring? What are the kinds of things that he or she might suggest as a way of better dealing with it?
Right. Let the person at the point of the issue help you with the solution.
Absolutely.
Provide you with the solution.
The person at the point of the issue is the expert in that issue. And you as the small business owner cannot be the expert in everything in your
mm-hmm.
business. You have to be expert in being the owner, the strategist, the person who's keeping everything together. And yes, you put on ultimately every hat in the business, but you put it on in a cooperative way rather than in an I have to own this and take care of it all myself
mm-hmm.
way.
And you also need to help that person on the line out there, wherever they may be. You have to help them understand how their suggestion and their solution and their part of the process connects to their well-being as an employee.
And then you have just cracked the code on empowerment.
And that's what we're going to talk about when you come back next time.
And it will be my pleasure.
Let's do that next time. That's a good place for us to stop so we can go to next time. We'll talk about empowerment. And let's do that real soon. In fact, let's do that next month, Leslie. Will you do that?
It's a deal.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Leslie, for being here. God bless you. We love you, and we'll see you next time.
My pleasure, Jim.
Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.